Yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I
hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
If you don't stop crying, he'll give you something to cry about. When he puts together a toy, he doesn't need the directions or all of the parts. And if you don't stop teasing your sister, he'll turn this car around. Don't tempt him. He'll turn this car right around, mister. He is the greatest dad in the world.
I may not always drink beer, but when I do, I want you to get off your butt and get it for me. Happy Father's Day, my friends.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats could start suing for testimony about the special counsel Mueller report.
The House adopted a resolution giving the green light to take Attorney General William Barr, former White House counsel Don McGahn, and any other witness ignoring a congressional subpoena to court.
If they don't show up when they're supposed to, they will be the targets of court enforcement.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler. Republicans accuse Democrats of trying to redo the special counsel's investigation.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. President Trump today plans to announce new troop commitments in Poland.
The announcement about possibly establishing a military base in Poland will come as Poland's President Duda meets with President Trump at the White House. Duda's visit comes 20 years after Poland joined NATO. The President and President Duda will hold a joint press conference later today in the Rose Garden.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Fast asleep on his favorite recliner. Stronger than all the dads of all the kids in your school. Able to leap small toys left on the driveway.
Look in that minivan.
It's a guy.
It's a man.
It's my dad.
Yes, your dad. A guy who sometimes cooks dinner but never makes the chicken the way mommy does. Your dad who belts voice is louder than anyone you know. Dad, who will dole out punishment after you just wait for him to get home from work, mister. And who, on Sunday morning, doesn't want you to bother him while he's reading the newspaper on the bowl, fights a never-ending battle for beer, riding lawnmowers, and the American way.
Big announcement time. All right, why is this not playing?
Our final name for Wednesday is Thomas Skinner. Thomas Skinner, you need to call us back at 396-5477. You have the rest of the hour, Thomas Skinner, to call back 396-5477 and qualify to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's and News Talk 93.1. If you want to register, we're going to call names beginning tomorrow, 6 a.m. We'll do it all over again. And if your name's not in the pot, we can't call it. So do it. Go to newstalk931.com, click on the banner, and submit your full name, register for that, and then be listening for your name to be called every single hour beginning at 6 a.m. And this hour is Thomas Skinner. Call us back, 396-5477.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Great Scott!
That is him. All right, we're going to talk to Brad here in just a minute. We got Eric on the line now. Eric, what's up?
Hola. The women's soccer thing, they want to be paid the same as the men's, and I don't know if that's the national team or the...
It's the national team.
Okay.
Are they paid? I didn't know they were paid.
That was my question. I didn't know if it was like a women's soccer in general or if it was for the national teams. Because I thought, you know, for the national teams. But at any rate, it's an entertainment thing, right? So you can't pay people what they're not bringing in.
This is an issue with college. And, of course, now you've got... physically equipped men competing in women's sports because they identify as women. And they every time they make one of these stupid-ass moves, they open up a can of worms they can't foresee. The teams that produce the revenue should distribute the revenue to the players that help produce it. This whole nonsense that, you know, if the men's soccer team outdraws or outraises in revenue, the women's, the salary should be paid accordingly. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
I mean, that's supply and demand. That's just like, you know, you had one restaurant sells hamburgers, but they don't do it as well as somebody else.
Married to this insanity that life can be made fair, you're going to see crap like this. Eric, I'm sorry, we're kind of tight for time.
You're all right. Thank
Appreciate
you, sir.
Appreciate your call, as always, at 509. A little shout-out to you there, Rosie, mm-hmm. from Eric. A regular and dedicated caller. Let's check traffic and Rich's forecast, and we'll come back and talk to Brand about your money.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have some problems out on the roadways. I-85 is jammed up around the interchange if you're going southbound, so watch out there. If you're headed northbound, there's not any problems for you. If I-65 is part of your travels home, there's no problems headed southbound, but northbound, we do have a slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. That goes away usually after a few minutes, so be careful and watch the traffic around you there. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, we have an accident right at the Boulevard in front of Eastdale Mall, so be careful there. The Boulevard itself is moving along pretty well, with lots of traffic, there is a jam up around the Troy Highway, also around Vaughn Road and the interstate. So watch yourself as you head to the house this afternoon. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches and make their own homemade peach ice cream. It doesn't get any better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, look for a mild night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow and Friday, it's a much nicer forecast with a little bit lower humidity. Plenty of sunshine both days. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. I think Saturday will be pretty hot, but not too far from normal for this time of the year with a high around 90. Maybe an isolated heat of the day storm somewhere in the area, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas here for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Here are three things we learned in the 80s. One, Billie Jean is not my lover. Two, girls just want to have fun. And three, everybody wants to rule the world.
It is 5:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Joining us on the phone right now, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, market, what's going on today?
Market performing today like you predicted it would a couple of days ago, kind of goes sideways for a while.
Yeah, that's really what's going on. It is. You look today and they say, oh, it was down or whatever. Okay, that's fine. You know, Dow was down, what, 40 points or something? That's basically even. So we're going to tread water all the way up to the G20 summit, and I think the market's expecting some sort of big news to come out of that summit. I don't think we're going to get it. I mean, you look at what Trump just said today. He says, hey, I'm not proceeding with any deal with China unless they meet me on these 5 points, and that's it, bottom line. So I'm hopeful that when we get to the summit, maybe they can have some sort of an agreement or something that would give them a little momentum to continue negotiations and they don't just totally break down. But Trump laid down the gauntlet today.
Boy, can't wait till we have a president in there that'll give them everything they want. What kind of a country is this anyway?
That's right.
And looking out for our best interests in that regard. Saw a couple of interesting things today that are sort of related to our general topic. One is CNN has lost 55% of its young audience in primetime over the last year. Mm-hmm. They are basically, and then advertisers are also less inclined to want to target millennials with advertising because they're broke. And I thought that was interesting. You know, who's got the disposable income? That should always be any advertiser's target. People got to have money to spend.
No, you're right. I tell you one thing, though, when you look at a lot of the numbers in terms of the, you know, wealth transfer statistics in this country, they're pretty staggering. I mean, I'm talking about a lot of these Gen Z folks. We mentioned them yesterday. They're going to inherit, you know, billions and billions of dollars over the next 10 to 20 years. And so at some point, they're going to have to pay attention to them. But, you know, my thing is I don't think they really care to listen to people like CNN or even MSNBC. They're listening. A lot of these young people are beginning to tune into not just Fox News or those kinds of things, but they follow blogs and podcasts and people who are out there, you know, delivering information and delivering news that is not what you're seeing in the general, in the headlines. Like Levine, you know. You look at him. This guy is catapulted through the ratings with his ratings, and I mean it's that's where I think you know.
Yeah, Mark Levin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing, yeah. And he is. I would never pretend that I could be his intellectual equal. He is such a brilliant guy, and he's got experience that goes back to the Reagan administration when he served, I believe, as counsel in the. Either directly to the president or the DOJ at that time. So he has some great insights. But he's got a book out called Unfreedom of the Press. And it's all about, and I think people are starting to wise up. The people that we used to trust are not worth trusting. They can't be trusted. It's like today there's polls out there from Iowa. Listen, there's polls in Iowa that said Joe Biden would beat Trump by 13 points if the election were today. Right. And if you believe that, I have got some mountaintop property here in Montgomery I'd like to sell you. The same pollster, by the way, Quinnipiac, that said Hillary would win by about the same margin 2 weeks before the election in 2016. It's all garbage. Meanwhile, Biden's making this big speech in Iowa today in front of a crowd that was so small no network would show it. You can see the pictures for yourself. They only show him from, you know, they shoot him from the front. So there's a few people behind him on the stage, but there's nobody out in front. Meanwhile, Trump goes to Iowa and they pack the house.
Yeah, now, listen, you remember this is the exact same thing we dealt with all through 2016.
Yeah.
That whole year.
Mm-hmm.
All the polls, you know, had Hillary winning here and there and everywhere. The way they doctored it up when she would have her big, you know, events all around the country, and then the underreporting that they would do when Trump would go to places and he would draw 30, 40, 50,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looked like an SEC football game half the time wherever he went. So,
look, that magic that Obama had where, you know, like when he got the nomination, there's 80,000 people jammed into a football stadium for the historic president. And the Greek columns and the bomb chain. A year later, he's going back to the same places to crowds that are about one-tenth the size. That has not happened to Trump. When Trump is going anywhere, whether it's Michigan or Iowa or Pennsylvania, they have a system where you can register for tickets. And they're gone in an instant. The voter enthusiasm. This is the thing they can't measure. Who have the Democrats got that's going to electrify their crowd the way Trump has energized the Republican base?
They don't have anyone. They don't have anyone. And there's no one that's going to be able to touch him. And I've said this, and I'm going to keep saying it. These people, they can publish whatever kind of polling numbers they want to. They can fabricate. They can try to spin. They can try to create this image or this vision of any candidate they want. But at the end of the day, right now, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is when November of 2020 gets here, if this economy is still strong like it is right now,
yeah,
and unemployment is at 3.6% and wages are rising, forget about it.
No wars.
Landslide.
If there's peace, and believe it or not, I still think a majority of Americans like a president who stands up for the country. And we're now seeing that factor take place in European, you know, the same places that mocked America for electing him. What have we seen? We have seen the rise in nationalism, sovereignty, whatever you want to call it, and they are ruining that they allowed the mass migration that's taken place and destroying cultures. And now, in some cases, it may be too late, but there's a polar reverse going on with all of that. The European Union and everything, the media will tell you whatever they want. But the fact is, I think sovereignty is still important. It's still, people want to have pride in their country, and they want leaders who will express that on their behalf. And look out for their best interest, you know?
That's right.
We don't need to start a war with China. We got a president that knows how to do battle in the boardroom and negotiate.
Well, you know, yeah, but what's so... I'm telling you, we're already seeing movement. We're seeing clear movement overseas, particularly in emerging markets. You look at Vietnam, you look at Taiwan, Thailand, those places. They're already starting and anticipating picking up any slack if this thing gets any worse. You mm-hmm. look at what Foxconn, which is not publicly traded here in the U.S., this is a Taiwanese company. They're a contract equipment manufacturing company. They said, look, you know, we can handle any capacity that Apple needs. If they can't do it in China, we'll handle it for them. Mm. We can do it in our new plant that we're opening in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, so you're seeing these emerging countries now, emerging markets, that really step up to the plate because this is a huge opportunity for them to capture market share. I promise you, China does not want to go down this path, but if they do, this is how I think you're going to see it end up, and you're going to see a lot of companies do quite well in other markets that are very willing to do business with the Americans the right way. So,
Brent, we thank you for your analysis, and those of you who got a lot of compliments on you and Mike Barranco being in the house with us yesterday. The process of beginning, again, when we say McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, we're talking about getting started with, you know, the businesses. How many businesses still have that first dollar they took in? That's the one that they frame. Every person that has accumulated wealth starts with that first dollar. That's really all you need to bring to sit down with Brandt and find out what your options are to prepare for your future, build that nest egg, that security, so you don't have to worry every time, you know, there's a shift change in politics or whatever. That's there for you and will be there for you so you can have a nice, enjoyable retirement and live a good life. That's what it's all about, and they can help you plan for that, but it starts with the first dollar. But you don't have to bring that with you. Just sit down and talk. Where do you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years? That's how the conversation goes at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. You heard the people that called yesterday. Love them and the staff that they have over there. It's an incredible team of people. 39. You know what? I just...
Was that a sneeze or a burp? What was that?
No, it was. 3870094. I didn't want to have that happen in the middle of your phone number. That would sound... You know, it'd be like saying, here, call me at 272-9228. That would not be cool. 3870094 for McDonald and Hagen. Make that appointment and get started on becoming managerial about your money and your future today. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yep, look forward to it.
Thank you, my friend.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of slowdowns on the interstate. We have one around the interchange on I-85 southbound, and we also have one on the northbound side of I-65 right around the Northern Boulevard. If you use Highway 231 to head home towards Wetumpka, you're going to slow down around Todd Road, around the River Bridge, and once you get up by the casino. Traffic on the boulevard is moving along pretty well, but it is awful crowded. Be careful between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway and also around I-85. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, gang, I need your, I got a note from Eddie Bader.
Ooh.
Our good buddy Eddie Bader, who says... Looking forward to seeing you tonight at Baumhauer's. Randall's going to be there.
Yay.
Tonight. A lot of people will say they're coming tonight. He says, please don't come in there all pissy.
He knows you.
Wow.
Is that what I've been doing? Do I come in there all pissy?
Well, not by the time you get to me.
No, I wouldn't dare.
No, not around you. We have to be right around you.
No, you have, there's, you're like, you have this...
calming effect.
Magical power.
I shaved yesterday for you.
Oh, how sweet.
My face.
Now, I think that's significant that, that people want to make the best impression they can because they know you're Rosie.
That's
your
right.
brand. Your brand is
the Rosie.
Yeah. He's been, you look great.
Thank you.
This is a very handsome young man.
He is.
You know what? Don't underestimate that just because this is radio. And it's not, you should, look, I got posters to prove it at Baumhauer's that you can see over there. Have you ever seen the one on the wall up there?
Uh-uh.
It's about 60 pounds old, 30 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It's right on the wall behind the counter when you walk in up at the top.
Uh-huh.
And it's a picture of me with Baumhauer and my morning crew from the mid-80s.
Cool. Okay, I'll have to check that out when we go.
Well, you can tell it's from the Miami Vice here because I'm wearing a colorful jacket and a colorful shirt. And, you know, yesterday I was, what made me think this thought? It was a TV show on one of my nostalgia channels. And I'm wondering, you know, what it's like for an actor who's still around but did these shows back in the 60s and 70s. and has to see themselves on TV and how young they were and, you know, good looking and thinner. And realize I got the same thing.
Yeah, with the pictures on walls.
I mean, I have a TV show, but I certainly have enough video evidence on YouTube and other places to remind me.
I saw the YouTube video of you at the when the guy hit the strike at the bowling alley, and you're in the background right behind him. You had a
Yeah, that was 1991.
That your stash was black.
January of 91. Yeah, that was at Don Carter Lanes. Don Carter was a great, he was a Hall of Fame professional bowler. Moved to South Florida, opened up bowling alleys down there, and was a great guy. And we had, he was one of our first celebrities to get involved in our Kids in Distress awareness raising, fundraising thing. We literally hauled the reality of child abuse out of the closet and put it in front of the public so they knew that an abused kid was not a kid that was spanked too hard and had a red fanny to show for it. The horrors that they endured. And it was just an amazing thing to be a part of. So that day, I'd always wanted to go to a professional bowlers event that was going to be nationally televised with Chris Schenkel.
Wow.
So I called over there and I got him on the line the day of the tournament. And I said, I've always wanted to go to one of these. Is there any chance you can get me a seat? He said, meet me here at 1 o'clock. I'll be there. 1 o'clock, I'm there. He says, follow me. So they had a grandstand set up in the bowling alley. That's how you hear the crowd. You know, one of those metal grandstands. And he's leading me. We're walking over ABC network cables and all kinds of stuff. And he sits me down between the seats the two bowlers used during the tournament.
Wow.
I thought, I just wanted to see it. I didn't know I was going to be in the middle of it. And it was an amazing, I mean, from that perspective, you know, to witness the competition and the concentration and the wives and family members of the bowlers and stuff. And one of them left up the 7-10. And I remember thinking, man, I've never seen this picked up. And I bowled a lot in a lot of leagues and everything else. The champagne mixers I mentioned earlier. Never saw the 7-10 picked up. And the guy did it. And I just leapt out of my seat. And I called my sisters in California. I said, you can't miss me. I'm wearing a white shirt with my black vest. So I'll stick out. And boy, did I ever. That was just so amazing to see.
Looked like it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I just have had a knack for that. You know, I never expected Don Carter to put me on the damn show. I was on for 90 minutes, basically. Every time the camera was shooting towards the bowler, making the approach, I was in the shot. It's just my odd sort of luck. At 5:29, we'll be right back. Oh, we had a request for rub some bacon on it, so we'll do it.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Yeah.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on
it. I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, ask and you'll receive.
There's a ladybug on your collar.
On the back.
The back
on
of
the
your
back
collar.
On the back of your collar. No, the very back.
Back here.
Well, I don't really, ladybugs are cute. They're like little red Volkswagens.
Oh, well, we just wanted to make sure if you felt something crawling in your hair, you would know what it was.
He must have, are there male ladybugs?
Yes. There have to
be. They must be very conflicted.
They have to be.
Yeah, because somebody's got to help.
Exactly.
Make more ladybugs.
Yes.
Mm. It's the one useful thing that has been attributed to the male species, whether it's ladybugs, human beings, or other creatures.
And then afterwards, they eat us.
They procreate.
It must have leapt on me. Perhaps it was a suicidal ladybug that said, I want to end it all, and leapt on me, hoping that it would meet its demise on my collar. I don't know.
I think they liked your green shirt.
Mm-hmm. Thought it was a leaf.
That was a giant leaf?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because from behind, you can't see my News Talk logo. I wear this because I'm going to Baumhauer's tonight, and I put pants on just for the occasion, okay?
Thank you.
I want people to appreciate the extra effort I put in for tonight.
Extra effort is
Seth
pants
and I were
and
sitting
shoes.
Watching it crawl up your sleeve, watching it crawl up your on your shoulder, and then it got to your collar, and we went, oh gosh,
it's going
to
go in his ear.
Go in his hair.
My grandfather wasn't a ladybug. It was a, I think it was a June bug or a potato bug. It got in.
Now that would creep me out.
No, they had to go to the hospital. They had to remove it. Those things can happen.
Yeah, I love ladybugs. I mean, I'll save them. And I get tons of them in my bathroom. For some reason, they just show up.
Hmm.
So.
Maybe it's your air freshener.
It might be. Maybe they're trying to get away from the cats.
I don't know. I've never.
Pervy ladybugs.
All right. I just posted something on Facebook. I'm going to be curious to see. Let's see, we have a story on ticks. I love this guy with the dog shirt and the dog next to him, with a picture of his dog on the big belly. Then the dog's wearing a t-shirt with his picture on it. That's cute.
It's even better that the dude has such a huge beard.
Yeah. Actually, he looks like an angry Jay Scott.
I saw a really cute picture of a guy, and he had a baby in his arm, and the guy had a pizza on the front of his shirt, except for one slice, and the baby shirt was the slice of pizza.
Oh.
Oh. It was so cute. Oh, you and Janelle could get shirts like that.
They walk around crying all the time.
Well, that's...
Sorry.
It's okay, Seth.
A slice out of the old pizza.
If you're going to go places, you got to be able to... You can't be afraid.
Hey,
so
man.
That was good. That was well played. That reminds me of a moment that we still relive every once in a while with a roll of her eyes. She was about 3 or 4. She said, Dad, can we get a pizza? So I said, why, of course, honey. So I called up Domino's or somebody and said, bring us a large pepperoni. And when's it going to get here? Pizza finally arrives, put it up on the counter, and I had chairs along the counter. She climbs up, takes a bite, and then wanders off. And I said, wait a minute here. What, one bite, two bites? I said, if you don't eat your pizza, I'm going to eat your pizza. And a 4-year-old girl thought that was actually pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing with my daughter. She never did anything that challenged my, you know, discipline at a real serious level. It was minor stuff. But the one time she got a check mark on a report card about some behavior in class, she was talking out loud or whatever. Of course, the teacher hates her. That's why it happened. And her mother calls and says, you need to get over here. We need to have a family meeting about this issue with Janelle. So I go over in the evening at the appointed time, and we sit in their living room, and I'm sitting across from Michelle in a chair, and Janelle's in the middle in a chair. And as soon as I started to talk, Janelle just burst out laughing because she knew I was trying to be something I'm not.
You're not the disciplinarian.
The family meeting kind of fell apart at that point. Eventually I did say, come on, man, you know, you can do better. This is important. But just the first time I even tried to sound disciplinary, thank God for her mother. Because my daughter probably would have been a wild child or something.
I dropped off little Rose at daycare this morning, and before she goes in her room, I kneel down and I look at her, and I'm like, all right, you get a smiley face today, happy face. She's like, she looks at me and says, frowny face? I'm like, no. Smiley face. She's like, smiley face. She shakes her head and high five, and she goes in the room.
And I didn't wave at her this morning. Aw.
See, you know about all this dad stuff.
Oh, I didn't wave at her. I never forget that. That makes me feel so bad because you know that she was at that window waiting for me.
Yeah.
And I was late. That's why dang.
That is going to... That's
going to bother me.
I'm exactly the same way.
I'm going to say something to her tomorrow, and I know she's not three yet, but I'll be like, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Let me save you several hundred dollars in therapy. because I had something like that happen that made me feel really bad. And it was, we were in the car, and it was a rough day, and something happened, and I yelled. And in the car, it was loud, and she started to cry. And I never, oh my God, I mean, I went to see my therapist literally on an emergency basis because I felt so bad about that. And so I spilled my guts, and my therapist says, so you're telling me you're what, the first imperfect parent in history? She said, these things happen all the time. Did you apologize? I said, yes, immediately. I didn't make her wonder for 1 second that I had stopped loving her or anything else. I owned my behavior. And I said, Daisy, I'm proud of this. It should not have happened. And I did the best I could to be an adult, sincerely apologizing. That lesson stuck with me. Now, that doesn't mean I repeated it, and I didn't. But I can still feel how I felt when that moment happened, how awful that made me feel.
Because you're letting down somebody that's innocent.
And that is looking up to you and yeah. depending on you, and you don't want to shatter that that trust in any way, shape, or form. But we're human beings, and sometimes we let stresses accumulate, and then it comes out at the worst possible time on absolutely the wrong person. It's taking... So the advice from the therapist was, if anything like that happens, do what you did this time and own it immediately so your child is not in any way, shape, or form questioning that she's responsible for you when something like that happens, and tell her, you know, a little bit about what happened that day that made you stressed so she knows that you've got, you know, things to deal with. There are a lot more capable of understanding that stuff than you give them credit for or that we do. But I know exactly your feelings, Seth.
That's awesome. Thank you. Because, I mean, whenever I mess up, I apologize to her, and even if it matters or not. But, I mean, I'll say something to her tomorrow. And at least now I know that, I mean, it's sinking in her little head.
Look, we're very much wired the same way on that. And I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man.
I think it's a great thing. 543, when it's time for flooring, do what people have been doing in the River Region for half a century. Going to 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home and walking through the doors of Georgia Floors Direct. Kind of a breathtaking experience the first time you go because it's a huge building and it's two stories of thousands of square feet of choices in all types of flooring. But don't be overwhelmed. Jeff Mallinson's put together a team there that will ask, what are you interested in doing? Is it a room, your whole house? You're interested in switching out from one type to another? And what's your approximate budget? And then they will show you the vast array of choices you're going to have within the budget that you've set for the project. You pick out what you want, then they arrange installation with people, a team they've built. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. You get a great price and a great result. And that formula's worked for 50 years. And guess what? They're not tampering with that. I think that's a beautiful thing. And the choices are incredible. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. Again, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your 5 o'clock traffic. And boy, we have a mess at I-65 and I-85. Things are backing up on I-85 southbound as you approach the interchange. Once you head north on I-65, it gets even worse. We have a severe backup starting at the interchange and running all the way up to about Highway 143. We do not see an accident. There's been none reported to the police, but traffic is very slow, so watch yourself there. I-85 also has a couple of slowdowns on the northbound side, one between Ann Street and Perry Hill Road, and then another one once you cross Taylor Road headed for Chantilly Parkway. The boulevard doesn't have a lot of problems. It's really busy, but it's only slowing down around the intersection, so watch the traffic around you and let's be careful as you head home this afternoon. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, look for a mild night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow and Friday, it's a much nicer forecast with a little bit lower humidity. Plenty of sunshine both days. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. I think Saturday will be pretty hot, but not too far from normal for this time of the year with a high around 90. Maybe an isolated heat of the day storm somewhere in the area, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas here for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, Please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
That was a request, saving the best for last. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
How many of you have been waiting for the day when we could announce that clothes you don't have to wash are now available?
They never smell, and they stay clean and fresh, even if you wear them every single day. In fact, I've been wearing this shirt here for 46 days in a row. Same with the socks and underwear. Now, I know what you're thinking, but these clothes are just as clean and fresh as the first day I put them on. That's right, over a month of putting these clothes through everything. From wearing them daily to the office, out to dinner, worn to bed, even the gym. How did we do this? Merino wool. Merino is an absolute game changer, and it excels over cotton and synthetics in every single way. It's antibacterial, it's odor resistant, it's a natural body temperature regulator, keeping you warm when it's cold, and staying light and breathable when it's hot. And it quickly pulls sweat away from your body, where it can evaporate.
Now that's great news for people who hate doing laundry.
Yeah.
And I also would imagine for someone who has raised kids and stuff, why wasn't that around when, I was doing a load of laundry twice a day, every day of the week? This stuff is very expensive. Jay looked into it this morning when we first heard about it. But I'm going to post the promo on my Facebook page and get some feedback on that, and we'll have some of that for you tomorrow.
So that's a real bit.
It's a real bit.
Yes.
It's
three pairs, and including socks, were like over $200.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty pricey stuff.
Insane. And who would want to wear underwear for a month and a half?
Happy hour.
Even more appropriate, Seth, who would want to go out with a man knowing he had been wearing the same underwear for 45 days? I don't care what the fabric is. That doesn't compute in the brain, you know?
That's a whole lot of sweating going to stay on there. That is nasty.
I see we have a call. JD, we got about a minute. What's up?
All right. I just want to give a quick shout-out. Those guys you had on the radio yesterday, McDonald and Hagen, I just swung by their office, and you couldn't have spoke more truer words about that company right there. They are absolutely wonderful. We still got to sit down and have a meeting about my business launch, but as far as the willingness and want and politeness to help somebody, you were spot on. They are absolutely great.
I really appreciate you calling to tell me that. And we heard from people who have had that experience that just called in yesterday to say that. I'm so glad, and I'm even gladder that you gave them a chance to talk to you about your financial future. That I really appreciate. Let me know, JD.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Have a
thank
great
you.
Evening. That's a game-changing moment when you have that conversation, because you really feel like, hey, instead of being vulnerable to the winds of life, I am now, I was going to say the windmaker, but that could be taken the wrong way.
Okay.
So why don't we just leave it where it was and have a nice day. So that clothes that you don't have to wash anymore, that video is on Facebook for your perusal. We're getting some blowback on the AOC metaphor thing.
Yeah. Did it work?
Not a whole lot of action. I think, quite frankly, she makes people lose their appetite when they see her face, so I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock in that. Before we run, first of all, our thanks to Seth Spotlow for And for Joey Clark to loaning him to us.
Thank you.
We got to talk to
Joey
earlier in the show, and we played him the Barney the Dinosaur clip of the week that I knew he would be missing.
He loved it.
Yeah.
Hope he learned something.
Well, if he didn't, there's always a week from today when he'll be back here in the studio, and we can do it to him then.
Well, and he's got plenty of time to practice this week because he's with his dad all week
That's
long.
That's right. That's right. And all those lessons in that Barney episode.
Yep.
Anyway, we're off to Baumhauer's now. We hope to see you over there, and I'll be back in the morning with Jay. And guess what? Jay Quellen is coming back.
Jay Quellen.
Yes, Jay Quellen is back with us tomorrow morning while Emily is out of town.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through your afternoon rush hour, and I-85's looking a lot better. We don't see a lot of problems out there on the southbound side, but once you head north on I-65, we still have a big jam up. It starts just about at the interchange, runs past the Northern Boulevard up towards Highway 143, so be careful if you are headed towards Prattville. If you're on I-85 northbound, there's a little slowdown between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. No major problem there, and the boulevard is returning to a normal traffic flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you. It's crowded, but everybody is behaving themselves, and we're just seeing slowdowns at the traffic lights. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see anything to slow you down this afternoon. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. You know, we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Right up the river from downtown is the Montgomery Marina. The marina's the spot where you can get down here and rent you a pontoon boat out, park your own boat down here in the slips where you can just jump in it and go out there and cruise up down this beautiful river, get on and catch you some fish. Oh, man, you can get out here at nighttime, give you some frogs. How about that? Does that sound like good? Speaking of frogs, we got them on the menu at the Capitol Oyster Bar. That's right, frogs. Crawfish, good old catfish, all kind of good eating right there. We'll tell you about good times down here on Sunday afternoons. Miss Gracie Curran out of Memphis. That's right, we're back up to Memphis again this week. Gracie and her band will be down here Sunday afternoon, killing it. Just got an incredible voice, a high energy show. So y'all want to check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Got a Facebook page you can check out. Y'all get down here soon, come hungry, we'll be looking for you.
Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.